Right now, we are opening a brand new series called Dead Man Walking. Tignan mo nga yung katabi mo, mukha bang dead man walking yan? Mukha lang. This is gonna be 3 weeks. We'll talk about basically the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Also known as, we all know, that is the gospel itself, okay? And the goal of this series is really for us to really understand and appreciate the gospel, its transforming power and saving grace, so that in turn, ma-share din natin to sa mga classmates, sa mga kaibigan natin, kung paano din tayo binago nitong good news ni Lord. Before we start, can you join me in the word of prayer? Father, we thank you tonight for bringing us all together, Lord God, right here in this place, to hear your word, God. I pray, Lord God, that you would bless the preaching of your word. God, open our hearts, Lord God, that we may understand, that we may hear, God, your very message to all of us, Lord God. Lord, we thank you. We honor you, God. We bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen. First thing first, why dead man walking? Bakit ba tawag natin ngayon sa series natin, dead man walking? We all know Holy Week na. Padating na yung Holy Week. In fact, I think 2 weeks from now, yata, tama ba if I'm not mistaken. And a lot of people, especially us, Filipinos, since we are living in a very religious country, kaya pagka Holy Week, we have this idea that eto na naman, Jesus is dead. May idea na naman tayo that Jesus is like a dead man walking towards his crucifixion on the Calvary. Parang alam na ni Jesus na mamamatay siya and he's like a dead man walking. So we have that idea. But the reality is, it is not about Jesus who is like a dead man walking. The reality is, the truth is, it is us. Dead man walking. Tignan mo yung katabi mo. Yan. Okay? Lahat tayo yan. Why? Dead man walking, it's like a zombie. Pag sinabi nating dead man walking, ito yung parang mga zombie na, alam mo yung mga walang feelings na walang emotions, di ba? Parang, alam mo, may boyfriend ka o may girlfriend ka, pagka ano, di ba? Be, patawag, di ba? Ito yung mga walang feelings, walang emotion, alam mo yung parang pagka nadapa, di ba? Pagka nadapa. Parang wala lang, okay? And you know, I was looking at the internet and I saw top zombie movies, okay, of all time. Unang-una na dito, ay syempre, I believe all of us know this, the World War Z. Okay, sino sa inyo nakapanood ng World War Z? Okay, grabe to, panalo tong movie na to, napanood ko to. And of course, starring by Brad Pitt himself. As in, talaga magugulat ka, action-packed, magugulat ka, nagiging zombie na yung katabi mo. Diba? Parang, tignan mo, yung katabi mo, siguraduhin mo, hindi zombie yan, ha? Siguro, amoy zombie lang, pero hindi zombie yan. Okay? So, hindi lang yung World War Z. Meron din, I don't know, kung napanood nyo rin to, Dawn of the Dead. Okay? Ito yung ano, yung mga, yung nasa rooftop sila, yung namamaril lang sila ng mga parang alam mo yung mga bayabas lang na binabaril. Diba? Yung mga binabaril lang, di ba? And also, hindi lang to. One of the top movies, zombie movies as well, Zombieland. Okay? Sino ka ba nun na Zombieland? You know, parang si Emma Stone yata ito. Alam mo yung kinakat yung mga zombie. Okay? Yung mga lifeless. Okay, moving but lifeless bodies. Also, syempre, I believe hit na hit to, lalo sa mga estudyante. You know, this movie, Warm Bodies. Okay? Ito yung mga ano, biruin mo, zombie na in love, di ba? In love ako sa'yo, brad. Warm Bodies. Okay, medyo nag-click to. And of course, kung may movie sa mga theater, meron ding TV series. Okay. Ito yung mga The Dead Man... Ay, hindi. Yung pala yung title. Sorry. The Walking Dead. Nagbibiro lang ako. Inaalam ko lang kung gising talaga kayo ngayon. Okay. The Walking Dead. Okay. I think season 4 ba ngayon? Season 4. Tapos na season 4. Magsi-season 5 na. Hindi ko nasusundan mabuti to. Pero once in a while, pagka may chance ako, nakakapanood ako. Pero hindi ko na maintindihan kasi... Alam mo yun, hindi mo alam kung nasa season 3 ka na, ano ba nangyari season 2. But it is a good series anyway. And, you know, all these zombie movies or Dead Man Walking over the years, itong story ng mga zombie nag-evolve, nag-grow, okay? Dati, yung mga panahon namin, ng mga zombie, mga palabas na zombie, mabagal. Alam mo yung parang talagang pag naglalakad, pag hinahabol ka, magugulat ka, di ba? Tumatakbo yung tao, pero naglalakad lang yung zombie, pero pagdating ng isang scene, magkatabi na sila. Hindi ko maintindihan yun eh. Oh, gumagano lang, di ba? So dati, ganon, mabagal lang. Pero ngayon, parang inisteroid yung mga zombie, tumatakbo na, di ba? Meron nga sa fort eh. Sino, may naka-join na ba sa fort? Merong, anong tawag nila doon? Oh, whatever. Basta nag-ahabulan sila. Yun lang yung mga trip nila, nag-ahabulan sila. Diba? Mabibilis na yung mga zombie ngayon. Okay? Talagang tumatalon na. Parang alam mo, mga bionic na. Parang, alam, dati kasi pagka mga, yun nga, pagka natamaan, aray, diba? Ngayon, diba, talagang umaga, tumatakbo eh. Then hindi lang yun, na-develop na naman. Ngayon, di ba, napanood nyo yung trailer ng Warm Bodies? Yung nakita nyo yung babae, biglang pinakita yung puso. Biglang tumibok yung puso, di ba? Nai-inlove na rin ang mga zombies ngayon. Okay, ganun na de-develop itong mga movie na zombies. Okay? And, you know, talking about these movies, all this might be evolving, but there's only one characteristic of these zombie movies. And kung mapapanood natin lahat ng mga movie na to, there's only one plot. Okay? At the end of the story, what they are looking is really the antidote and the solution, the remedy, the cure of this infectious virus. And they are really dying to look out for this remedy. Para, syempre, para hindi na magkahawaan pa. And, you know, the reality is, in short, you know, they are really looking for a solution to their problem. And I realized that, you know, isn't it true that we are all like zombies? We are all like dead man walking. The reality is, over thousands and thousands of years ago, we were all infected by a disease, a virus. And that virus, this virus I'm talking about, is sin. We were all infected by this sin that we need a remedy, we need a cure, a solution, or an antidote, if you may, for us to be alive again. For us to, you know, to experience real life once again. And again, you know, the ultimate antidote is nothing else but the gospel. The solution that we need, since we are all infected by this virus that is called sin, we need the solution. And the solution and the antidote is the gospel. The good works of Jesus Christ. The good news of Jesus Christ. And you know, I realized that, you know, before we appreciate good things or good news, okay, we need to really understand how the bad news is so bad. You can never, ever appreciate how the good news is so good if the bad news is not that bad. Okay? You can never appreciate that. Now, ulitin ko. In fact, may PowerPoint tayo. Pwede nating ilabas yon sa PowerPoint. Good news will never be good if the bad news is never that bad. Okay? Hindi mo talaga ma-appreciate. Uy, grabe, ang ganda-ganda. Good na good talaga to. Grabe, panalo to. Kung hindi mo naintindihan yung problema. Okay? Now, there is a problem. The problem is, we are all dying because of sin. That's the bad news. But there's a good news that someone, Jesus Christ Himself, died in your place, in my place, and that is why it is a good news. Now you can appreciate the good news. Now, let me just explain to you further what I mean with this. You know, pagka nag-aaral ka, ngayon, bakasyon, pero yung nag-aaral ka, siguro yung iba sa inyo, baka 10 taon ka na sa kolehiyo, second year ka pa rin hanggang ngayon, di ba? Grabe. Alam mo yun, finals na, okay, prelim, midterm, finals. grabe, nakukuha mo lahat sa subject mo, 5. Okay, puro buta. Okay, puro bagsak. Then, alam na alam mo, babagsak na ako. Alam mo, takot na takot ka na sa nanay at tatay mo umuwi. Pag umuwi ka, nako, yari ka na sa nanay at tatay mo kasi ibabalita mo, nay, good news. Di ba? Meron akong palakol, bibigay sa inyo. Di ba, mga grades, puro bagsak. Now, all of a sudden, dahil alam mo na, ina-expect mo na bagsak ka na, all of a sudden, then ito, dumating na yung finals, bigaya na ng grades, biglang pumasa ka. Wala na, talagang lupay-pay ka na, wala na, babalik na naman ako. Second year na, for 11th time, second year na naman ako. Di ba? Then biglang binigay yung grades sa'yo, pasado ka. How many of you believe that's a good news? Alam mo yung parang ina-expect mo, wala ka ng pag-asa, then all of a sudden, grabe, good news to. Or maybe some of you here, may girlfriend ka. Okay, you're a guy, you have a girlfriend na talagang, alam mo yon, mahal mo siya, pero nakita ka ng girlfriend mo, may kaakbay kang iba. Di ba? Sana lang babae, wag lang lalaki, di ba? So may then nakita ka, grabe. So binrake ka ngayon. Okay, may naka-experience na ba? Wag mo itataas ang kamay mo. Okay? Binrake ka ngayon kasi unfaithful ka. Siyempre, nagmamakaawa ka, mahal na mahal mo siya. Di ba? Cupcake, sorry naman. No? Ano ba, hash brown? Don't touch me, okay? Cupcake, sige na, gagawin ko na lahat, okay? So, nag-sorry ka. Then, unforgivable, grabe. Harap-harapan eh, di ba? May kaakbay ka, di ba? Sino ba namang lokalokang babae, ano ka pa, di ba? Hindi pa nga tayo mag-asawa, niloloko mo na ako eh. Then, all of a sudden, binigyan ka ng chance. Di ba? Bad news, mag-iwalay kayo because of your unfaithfulness. But it became a good news to you because she gave you another chance. How many of you could relate that that's a good news? Okay, mga dalawa lang yung naka-relate. Ibig sabihin, na-experience nila yon. Okay? Now, what I'm trying to say here is that, you know, we have a problem. We have a very, very big problem. That is why we need the solution to this problem. Okay? And this solution is where we will focus our attention tonight. If you have your Bible with you, we're going to read from the book of John, chapter 1. We're going to read from verse 1, then we're going to jump to verse 14. Okay, John chapter 1, verse 1. It says there that, you know, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God, was with God. And the Word was God. So this verse is telling us that the Word, you know, was God Himself. Now, maintindihan lalo natin to when we jump in verse 14. This is what verse 14 is telling us. The Word became flesh, okay, and dwelt among us. If you have your ball pen with you or marker, if you have your Bible, I want you to underline that word, dwelt, okay? And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Okay, then in verse 15, John testifies concerning Him. He cries out saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me has surpassed me because He was before me." Then from the fullness of His grace, we have all received one blessing after another. Then in verse 17, "For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." Okay? "No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only who is at the Father's side, has made Him known." Now, if we're going to look at this scripture, why does He need to come? Okay? Why does God need to come here on earth and live among us? Because that's what the scripture is telling us. The Word became flesh. Okay? Now, I want you to realize that, you know, in another translation, the Message translation, okay, John chapter 1, verse 14, sabi ganun, "The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood." Okay, this is a paraphrase of the scripture. Okay, so sinasabi dito, "The Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood." It means to say in the Old Testament, dwelt means residence. When you see the word dwelt, it meant to say that the presence of God is residing. Okay? So it means to say that God Himself put on skin and bone, suit in a flesh like us. Okay? kurutin mo nga yung katabi mo, okay, joke lang yun. He lived like us. Word became flesh and he resided with us. He dwelt, okay, with us. Now, this is what we need to understand is that God was expressing himself in a language that we could understand. You know, it's hard for us to comprehend God becoming man like us, becoming man like me. Parang, how could it be? Parang napaka-imposible nun. Okay? You know, this is God up close and personal. We need to understand that it is God becoming man, dwelt within us, okay, resided, you know, His presence with us. Okay? Now, think about this. God became a man, the omnipotent in one instant made Himself breakable. He who had been a spirit. How many of you believe that God is a spirit? You know, He who had been a spirit became pierceable. That is God Himself. Pinako siya sa cross. He who had been a spirit became pierceable. And He who was larger than the universe became an embryo. But the Bible, there's a scripture that tells us that the earth is His footstool. Now, we can really understand that, you know, this God, okay, who is bigger, larger than the universe, became an embryo Himself. Then after a few months, came to life, naging baby. Now, we need to understand as well that, you know, He who sustains the world with a word chose to be dependent on the nourishment of a young girl. Diba? Everything, lahat ng mga na-create dito sa mundo, only by His word. He created everything by His own word. But yet, He chose to be nourished by a young girl. And we all know that's Mary. Now, we could really understand that it is God becoming human like us. It is God who became man through the person of Jesus Christ and lived like us. Now, we need to understand that Jesus became a man to show us God. Because, see, you know, it's, again, katulad na sinabi ko kanina, parang, Lord, parang, God, you are out there, parang ang layo mo, you're so big, you're so huge, you know, how can I really understand you? How can you really understand my situation? But you know, for us to really comprehend how God is so good, so faithful, Jesus became a man to show us God. Now, this is my point. When Jesus became a man, He showed that God was not merely a principle, but a person. He is not just an idea of God. He is not just another picture of God. But Jesus Himself is the perfect representation of who God is. He is God Himself. Because the Bible tells us, I and the Father are one. Okay? So God Himself, coming down here on earth, nagkaroon ng butot balat, ng dugo, at nakakaramdam. Why? Because Jesus became a man to show us, to show who God is, who God really is. So that we could never be confused, Lord, talaga, are you really with us? In my situation, Lord, talaga bang kasama kita? Yes. In fact, He dwelt with us. And right now, He is here with us. How many of you believe that God is here with us? You know, the presence of God is here. And that is why we can really know that Jesus became a man to show us God. Not just God coming here on earth became a man through the person of Jesus Christ to show us God, but Jesus became a man to feel our hurt. Okay, sino sa inyo dito nasaktan ka na? Ng puso mo, nasaktan na yung puso mo. Sinaktan niya ang puso ko. Diba? You know, para ma-appreciate natin that Jesus indeed is God Himself, you know, God showed Himself to us. He became a man to feel our hurt. You know, all of us here at one point in our life, nasaktan na tayo. But, you know, hindi natin pwedeng sabihin, Lord, kami, nasaktan kami. Ikaw, nararamdaman mo ba yung nararamdaman namin? Yes, He did. He felt the same way that you are feeling right now. You might be hurt right now. When Jesus became a man, He understood us. He identified with us and He felt our pain. Naramdaman niya rin yung sakit ng puso natin. Naramdaman niya rin yung hirap natin. You know, at one point in his life, na-betray din siya. Okay? Sino ba sa inyo dito, may kakilala ka, na-betray na? Or naiwan ka sa ere? Diba, alam mo yung sa classroom, diba, ang gulo-gulo nyo, diba? Biglang pumasok si teacher, biglang tinuro, ikaw, siya po. Diba, parang lahat kayo magulo, pero ikaw lang ang naiwan sa ere, ikaw lang ang naturo. Meron na bang ganon? Diba, parang, ba't ako lang? Diba, lahat tayo dito, naiwan ka sa ere. Parang si Jesus ganon din. When He was about to be crucified, all His disciples deserted Him. Naramdaman niya rin yun. Why? Because He became a man also to feel our hurt. Also, not just that, you know, this is not to demean who Jesus is. This is not to, you know, take it too lightly. But, you know, I do believe that, like us, you know, Jesus Himself, sino sa inyo dito, you fart. In Tagalog, umuutot ka. Yung mga bata kami, umuutot ka ba? Uy, hindi. Eh, sana patay ka na kung hindi ka, may mga gano'n, di ba? Ako, umuutot ako. Okay? Lahat tayo dito, di ba? You know, Jesus Himself, I believe that He fart as well. And now, this is not to demean Jesus, but this is to prove that Jesus Himself was like us. He lived like us. Hindi natin pwedeng sabihin, yes, 100% God si Jesus, but I don't think katulad din natin siya. But He also lived 100% man. That is why what we are experiencing, He experienced it as well. I believe that He went to the bathroom as well. He went to the CR, just like you and me. And I believe just like you and me, He had boogers as well. Alam niyo yung boogers? Yung pagpumunta ka sa McDonald's, pagbili nga po ng cheeseburger. Cheeseburger. In Tagalog, kulangot. Sino sa inyo dito nagkakaroon ka ng kulangot? You know, Jesus Himself, I believe, became man like us to let us know, to let us realize, I can feel what you feel. I experienced what you experience. But the reality is, it is God who became man. You know, you need to realize that, you know, He was also born of a woman. Just like you and me. And He also grew up as a boy. Obeyed His parents. Tignan mo nga yung katabi mo, mukha bang obedient yan sa parents niya. He obeyed His parents as well. Also, Jesus Himself worshiped God and prayed. Back in the mountain where he fasted and prayed, He worshiped God. He prayed. Just like you and me, when we are worshiping God right here in this place, Jesus Himself worshiped God the Father and prayed. Not just that, He worked as a carpenter. Nagtrabaho din siya. Kaya tayo, pagka inutusan tayo ng nanay at tatay natin, ano ba naman yan? Ba't naman akong gagawa niyan? Nay, tay. Jesus Himself worked. He was like us. Also, not just that. He gets information as well. Nag-aral din si Jesus. Remember, when He was still 7 years old, before He started the ministry, hinahanap siya nung nanay niya, si Mary. Then, after 3 days, they found Him right there in the synagogue learning the teachings from the teachers of the law. Kaya yung tayo, kung nagre-reklamo tayo, but kailangan ko pa mag-aral? Ano ba naman to? Ang hirap naman ng mga assignment. Jesus Himself studied Hindi nga lang siya nagbulakbol. Baka yung iba sa atin dito, medyo bulakbol pa yung peg natin. Pero si Jesus, hindi. He studied. He gets information. Not just that, he got hungry and thirsty, just like you and me. Imagine 40 days, 40 nights, nag-fast ka, sino ba naman ang hindi magugutom? Sino ba naman ang hindi mauuhaw? Think about this. It is God Himself who experienced that as well. He was stressed as well. You remember, there are times that, you know, He was correcting His disciples. You have little faith. Until now, you still have no faith? I believe that Jesus Himself was stressed. Just like you and me. Pag ang dami ng assignments, ang dami ng kailangan ipasang projects, requirements, na-stress din tayo. Jesus Himself was stressed. He was happy. Naging masaya din siya. In fact, not just that, He even told jokes. Just like you and me. He had compassion. And also, He had male and female friends as well. Nagkaroon din siya ng mga kaibigan. Hindi lang lalaki, pati mga babae din. Just like us. He celebrated holidays. Remember the Feast of the Tabernacle, the Passover Feast? He celebrated holidays. And not just that, He went to parties as well. Just like you and me. Pag may mga occasion, you know, He went to parties as well. Jesus became a man so God becomes touchable, approachable, and reachable. You know, we need to understand, yes, He lived like us. But you need to understand that He lived a sinless life. You need to understand that He lived a perfect life. Yes, He became man. God became man like us. But He never sinned. Because if He sinned, I do believe He's not capable of saving all of us. That is why He gave His life for you and me. Jesus became a man to feel our hurt. Nasaktan din si Jesus. Kaya ikaw, kung nandito ka ngayon, nararamdaman mo, you know, you're hurt, there's pain in your heart, you feel betrayed, you feel that, you know, people are deserting you. Hindi lang ikaw yun, si Jesus nadamdaman yan. God Himself. Not just that Jesus became a man to show us God and to feel our hurt, but Jesus became a man to give us grace. You know, I love what it says in verse 17 of the same chapter that we've read. It says there that, for the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth comes through Jesus Christ. You know, when the law was given to Moses, people needs to understand that it is the law and the justice of God. Kailangan masunod yun. But through Jesus Christ, it is grace and truth. No more condemnation, no more good works. It's all about what Christ has done for you and me. That is the good news. That is the gospel. You know, I love one of my favorite gospel preachers. His name is Pastor Tullian Chivijan. You know, he coined it very powerful. He coined it this way. You know, God, he's explaining God becoming man. He equated it with, it is a divine overreaction. Think about this. God, who is perfect, who sees everything, who holds the world, who is sinless, perfect, coming here on earth, live like you and me, live with sinners, lived with prostitutes, lived with thieves, but yet, He gave His life. And He coined it this way. It is a divine overreaction. it is exaggerated. It is exaggeration. You know, I don't know if you've heard the news. I think years ago, in SM Pampanga, there's a, just like you, just like your age, a guy who has a boyfriend. Guy as well, okay? Hindi niya matanggap na iniwan na siya, pinagpalit na siya sa babae. Then he went straight to the mall and found them. I'm not really sure about this story, but this is how I got it. And eventually, had a gun, killed his boyfriend, shot his boyfriend, and killed himself. And ang daming mga reaction noon, narinig ako, grabe, parang OA naman noon. How would you do that? How could you do that in the right mind would ever do that? That's a suicide. But you know, in the case of Jesus, that's not a suicide. In fact, He knew it is coming. The moment that He came here on earth, He knew that His death is coming. And He even gave everything to all of us. And you know, I realized that, you know, God coming here on earth, cleaning all the mess that we made, that's crazy. I don't know about you, but when I realized that, that is so crazy. How can a perfect God, how can a faithful God, so good, so merciful, so gracious, would come down here on earth and live like me and you, live like us, and yet so willing to be brutally bruised, to die for our sins? That's crazy. And that is a divine exaggeration. That is a divine overreaction. Parang, kung iisipin mo, Lord, ang OA nun, ha? Lord, I am a sinner. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know how I messed this life. How I screwed up so big time. You don't know. How come that you will still come down here on earth and love me and accept me and embrace me? That's crazy. That is OA, Lord. That's overreaction. That is exaggeration. And you know when I realized that? You know, I don't know about you, but for me, I was just standing right there, Lord, I'm in awe. Lord, I'm a sinner. I don't deserve your grace. I don't deserve your mercy. I don't deserve your forgiveness. But still, you come down here on earth, embrace me, despite of all my sins, love me, and gave me new life, and saved me, and gave me a new perspective in life. That's crazy. That's exaggeration. I don't know about you, but that will leave us kneeling down before God. Lord, how can a good God, perfect God, do such thing for a sinner like me? That is so wonderful of how God became man and save all of us. I believe the Lord deserves all the glory, all the praise in this place. Why don't we give God a big hand? You know, as I close, you know, the truth is, we are all in a hopeless situation. And I'm telling you, if you came here for the very first time, I do believe it's never an accident why you are here today, for you to hear the message of the good news. I'm telling you that all of us here, we are hopeless. We are helpless. And we need a Savior. And there's only one man that could save us, and that is Jesus Christ. And there's only one antidote. We are all dead man walking. We are numb. We keep on sinning, but yet we don't know it's a sin. But we keep on doing it anyway. We are like zombies. We are dead man walking. And it's a virus. No one has ever taught you that. Yung lumalaki ka, hindi naman tinuruan ng parents mo magsinungaling ka eh. Yung abang lumalaki ka, hindi ka naman tinuruan ng mga tao na magmura ka. It's just a nature. It's a sinful nature. It is what the sin caused us to do such thing. That is why we need an antidote. We need a solution, a remedy, a cure, and the answer. And the answer is only Jesus Christ. For you to be cured, for you to be healed of your sins, all we need is Jesus Christ. We need to understand that God became man like us so that we could understand Him. So that we will know, Lord, ganito po mo pala kami kamahal. You are willing to come down, leave the throne of heaven, come here on earth, and show us how you love us so deeply, how you are so gracious. You know, at this time, we're going to worship God. You know, I'd like to ask everyone to stand on your feet. We're just going to worship God and glorify Jesus. Because I do believe that Jesus deserves all the glory and honor and praise in this place. Because I know in my heart, again, we realized that in all your problems, in all your situations, circumstances, hurtings, pain, and everything, all we need is the transforming power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Why? Because His blood is sufficient. His forgiveness is so big na kahit sabihin mo kay Lord, Lord, sobrang laki ng kasalanan ko, I'm telling you, God is bigger than your sin. His love is bigger than your sin. The enemy might condemn you, the devil might tell you every lies that he can tell you. You are such this, you are like that, you can never in any way come to worship God anymore. But God is right here and will tell you, I accept you. I love you. In fact, I died for you over 2,000 years ago. That is Jesus Christ. That is the good news. That is the gospel. We're going to worship God. I want you, right now, just focus on God, just tell God, Lord, how you really appreciate the goodness of Jesus in your life. Can we just all do that? Let's worship God. Thank you.
no shadow of hope have I in anything I've done. So by your mercy, glorify your mercy and grace. Come on, Jesus, Jesus, no shadow, no shadow of hope have I in anything I've done. It's all by your mercy.
Still thinks that, you know, we are entitled, so, you know, for this life, so that God needs to come down to save me. But you know, the reality is, the truth is, we never deserve this. We never deserve the forgiveness of God. In fact, we have nothing to do with our salvation. It's all about Jesus Christ. It's not a teamwork. It's a one-man show. It's all about Jesus. And we think that, Lord, you need to come down and save me. But you know, it's not about us asking God, saving us, cleaning our mess, but it's the decision of God coming down here on earth, because we are stubborn. We keep on sinning. We are selfish. We keep on doing things that we think best in our lives. That's why He made a decision to come here, come down here on earth, and live the life that we should have lived, and die the death that we could have died, and pay the debt that we could never pay. And after 3 days, rose up again, victorious. And those who will come to Him and repent, He offered salvation. You know, at this time, maybe you've been a Christian for so many years, or maaring you grew up in a family, in a Christian family, and you feel like, you know, that message is, I don't think that message is not for, is for me, because I knew it already. But you need to realize that every single day, the gospel must be preached into your life every single day. Because every single day, we came to a point, we came to a realization, Lord, I'm okay. The reality is, you're not. The reality is, every single day, we are not okay. We need Jesus. We need the grace of Jesus to live every single day. That is why you can never say, I'm a Christian already. We all fall short of the glory of God. That's why we need the grace of Jesus. You know, I want to pray for some of us here. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? Again, I mentioned, if you are first time, if you came here for the very first time, I'm telling you, this is not an accident why your friend invited you here in this place. I do believe that God, it is a setup. God set you up right here, right this moment, so that you will get to hear His saving power. Because you've been hurting. You've been in pain. You've been struggling in this life. And all you need is the one who can save you. is the one who can accept you, the one who can embrace you, the one who can love you, and that is Jesus Christ. But you just need to take a small step of faith, and then God's forgiveness will be yours. All you have to do is just to acknowledge that you have sinned against God. And you tell God, Lord, I have sinned against you. Lord, would you forgive me? I'm giving you my sin. Would you give me your forgiveness? That is a great exchange. And if you are that person, maybe you are not first time. This is not you. But you've been coming around. You've been attending our youth service. But still, you never had this relationship with Jesus Christ. You never entered into this wonderful relationship. You're just coming over and over again every Friday, Friday, every Friday. But now is the time. I believe that tonight is the night of your salvation. Would you give your sin to God and receive His forgiveness? Would you do that today? If you want to surrender your life to Jesus Christ, all across this place, nobody's looking around. Would you raise up your hand? I want to pray with you. I want to stand with you in prayer. Yes, thank you. God bless you. Anyone else? Anyone else in this place? You're saying, Lord, tonight is the night. Lord, I'm giving everything to you. God bless you. Anyone else? Anyone else in this room? If you are here today and you realize that you need a Savior, you need Jesus Christ, all you have to do is just to accept Him. You know, you don't have to do anything. Hindi mo kailangan pahirapan ang sarili mo. All you have to do is just to confess that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, and then you will be saved. Just receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. Anyone else in this room? Yes, thank you. God bless you. Anyone else? Anyone else? Anyone else? Praise God. Anyone else in this room? You want to give your life to Christ? Besides those people who lifted up their hands, meron pa ba dito, you want to give your life to Christ? Gusto mong surrender ang buhay mo? Yes, thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Praise God. Anyone else? You know, I believe that this is the night that God, you know, is giving you this opportunity. All you have to do is just to humble yourself before God. Huwag kang mahiya. You know, most of us here, we've done this and our lives were never the same again because of this decision. Meron pa ba dito? You want to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. Meron pa ba? Itaas mo lang yung kamay mo and we're gonna pray together. We're gonna stand. Yes, thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Would you pray this prayer after me? Just say it out loud. Receiving Christ as your Lord and Savior. Just between you and God. Lord Jesus. Say it out loud. Lord Jesus. I'm asking for your forgiveness. Lord, I believe that you died for me on the cross for the forgiveness of my sins. Lord, tonight, I receive that forgiveness. I receive your love and your acceptance. And I declare tonight that you are my Lord and my Savior. I want you to come into my heart. I receive it by faith. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. Praise God.